We have a panel from religion, academia, and civil society. So without further ado, I now invite Bishop Ali to make his presentation, which is a wish to be right at the table. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. Is it all right? I can talk from here. Can you hear me? First, I'd like to say that I very much welcome this study. Well put together, I certainly would note our some of the presentation, the interpretation from the information gathered. And this kind of contribution to the wider debate and discussion I find helpful and bringing some objectivity. You know, my own observation when on previous occasions I've either been part of or even initiated discussions on sexuality, homosexuality, people quickly become very passionate and volatile, and it's very difficult to come down to some of the realities, the facts, the statistics. So I really find what is presented here very valuable in that context. So it helps to reveal and clarify issues that are often clouded by fear and emotion. This study offers helpful content on ongoing discussion. So it does not pronounce, that's sort of a last word. In fact, you know, in the report, it mentions, identifies certain things that would benefit from further reflection or further research. But certainly very valuable in bringing certain things to the surface. Just want to briefly look at two things that stood out for me in the report. The tally on table number 15 showed a significant number of people in favour of retaining the law, the buggery law, 53 out of 28, with 20 preferring not to commit themselves. That, next to table number 16, a significant number prescribed to stern punishment, you know, suggesting there a level of disapproval of behavior. You know, I mean, it wasn't asked in the report, but I'm not sure how anybody or if anybody may have indicated, but you know, it was about punishment. So even if they believe that this was a choice, I didn't pick up anything from anyone suggesting that could there be some reversal. You know, if this was something that was amiss, could there be some, you know, return back to what would be ideal. One sees something parallel with that in prisons. You know, like, is prison there to punish or is it there to reform? But my own understanding of what I saw there was a number of people, even severely, you know, wanting severe punishment. No. Yeah, yes, even death penalty. In contrast to that, when people were asked about the acceptance, rejection, you know, in the context of someone they know, family member, someone they work with, friend. And as we pointed out, by Peter, it was sort of this high level of acceptance. You know, so as it came closer to home, as people could, you know, identify someone, you know, what was, I think, very good to see there is that the person became more important than the issue, or more important than the behavior, or their death, or their orientation. I think this speaks very positively, you know, about the society. Now, just to divert a little, 10 years ago, so I am from Trinidad, born there, lived there my whole life, until I came to Ghana 10 years ago. just before coming, I was part of a group that was trying to set up a home for HIV, end of life or respite care and home care. And that group was offered on three occasions a piece of land on which to erect some structure to carry out this work. And each time, people in the neighborhood objected very strongly, and they had to pull back. Just after coming here, I initiated something similar. And when we identified the place, I told the group with which I was working, go to the neighbors and let them know what we're doing here. And the response was, no objection. Some even commended the act. So that stood out to, for me, those two next to each other, as something very positive about Ghana society. Now, seeing that statistic, looking at my own little interaction there, I had a similar thing. I was joking wrong, and this was reported in the papers. And after the report, I was shopping, I went to the hospital, and people, having seen my photograph in the report, said, came to me and apologized on behalf of Guyanese. And I said, that's not something that you see up front and it's publicized. Quietly, they came forward. They didn't have to. These are not people I knew. But again, it said something, spoke about something very positive in society. As we look at that, I would like to just throw that question to myself from the point of view of church or wider society. What kind of conversation can we open and engage people in that can really articulate that and bring that more to the surface? Because I think that high level of listening and compassion and putting oneself in the shoes of another, can go a long way in bringing us to a better place with many issues that we have in society. So in a society where there's a tangible presence of loudness, of harshness, of confrontation, of violence, of exploitation, of disregard, of people being judgmental, there's also this evidence that behind these more obvious externals is gentleness and genuineness, compassion and tenderness. How can these qualities be brought forward? Second point, stood out for me. Going to table number 14, which shows 53% of persons questioned. They identified religion as the most important source in the formation of views and opinions about human sexuality. This tells me I have a lot of work to do. So we religious leaders, our work is cut out here. And I'm saying that from an understanding of what my interpretation of what I saw in the report. That's there were clear judgmental attitudes and sort of antipathy that people linked to scripture and the interpretation of scripture. And it is of interest given the volume of teaching and counsel offered in holy books. I mean, in the Christian tradition would be the Bible. But I think we are very blessed in Ghana to have other major traditions and a national statistic that says that 95% of the population would identify themselves with some faith. So given that, you know, our holy books would say a lot about life in general, that people tend to zero in on the parts of scripture that tend to articulate judgment, punishment, condemnation, guilt, repentance, rather than patience, forgiveness, gratitude, generosity, sacrifice, respect, etc. In the Christian context, the main source of teaching is the New Testament in the Bible, and more especially the Gospels. And in the Gospels, there is a New Testament. There is clear and emphatic discourse. Turning the cheek, going the extra mile, putting aside one's own gender to address the needs of others, especially the marginalized, the sick, the imprisoned, the lost, the disconnected. And this is not exclusive to Christianity. You know, I believe that the books of these other traditions would have a significant content and a parallel to this. So, as religious leaders, I hope we can just look at that and you know, and again, what ways can we really address to allow people to have much more sense of those primary and central tenets of faith. As a reference was made to a comment that I made on the report, we called it an objection. It wasn't quite as strong as that. But I noted in one part, in context of our people saying that they saw, they judged this to be a choice. And the comment made in the report, on the draft that I read, you know, said that this, there was an alarmingly high number of people who you know, put themselves in that category. So I just made the observation that I thought for a report is giving statistics, you know, where possible, you shouldn't insert judgments. You know, that yes, you could afterwards say, well, these are the figures, let's give some interpretation. But I was interested in the comment, you know, and as to why was it thought to be alarmingly high. The issue itself is important, it's complex. I hope that that you know will be the sort of springboard for further discussion into the insights, into the origins. You know, the questionnaire identified other reasons that people saw would be the sort of origin or background of a person's sense of identity or behavior. So just to close, say thanks again to Cadres and sponsors for this report, for this work. I hope that it will have further reflection and discussion on this important and complex issue, but also set a tone in which, you know, as interested people, as a whole people, we can address other issues embedded in the culture. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I now invite Dr.